It's time to train those management muscles. So put down those weights and pick up that pen, and welcome to Do You Even Lead, Bro?
Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of Do You Even Lead, Bro? Podcast. I'm your host, Paulette Cervantes, and you have tuned in to episode 11, Seeking Promotion, The Path to the Next Step. So if you tuned into last week's episode, you know that we were talking about making great leaders and the importance of a leader assisting their team in seeking that development that they need for the next step. But what happens if you're the team member and your direct leader is not developing you in the way that they should, but you want growth? What should you do? Well, you should seek promotion on your own. So I'm going to help you with the steps on how to do that. In a perfect world, we would all have that support and backing from our own personal leaders. But that is not always the case. And that's okay. You can still seek promotion on your own. Today, I'm going to give you 4 simple steps on what you need to do in order to seek promotion. But before we do that, let's talk about a few foundational things that you need to make sure that you have in place before you attempt to seek promotion. One of those is make sure that you have been in your role long enough. Most companies don't promote anybody within the first 6 months of employment. So make sure you understand what your company's standards are and make sure that you've had enough time to acclimate and fully cement and show your ability within your current role. After that, then you want to ensure that you are performing at a high level already in your present role. If you have specific goals that your company wants you to achieve or specific standards that you are not living up to, they're not going to consider you for promotion, and you want to make sure that you are hitting the appropriate levels in your current role. So make sure you've mastered it or you're on your way to mastering it before you try to seek promotion. You don't want to attempt to do too many things at one time. It's better to focus your attention on one thing and master it before you move on to the next. It's kind of like that saying, the jack of all trades, the master at none. When you have too many burners burning at one time, you typically only do everything at a mediocre rate rather than doing one thing at a really great rate. So let's focus on that one thing, and once you master it, then let's push towards the next level. If those two things are in place, then we're ready for the next step. So you've been in your current role long enough, you're fully trained, fully equipped, and you're performing at a well to high rate. If you say, yes, Paulette, I could put a check in both of those boxes, then you are ready to seek promotion. So how do we do that? 4 simple steps. And the first one is be vocal. Tell your boss or other leaders what you want. Tell them your aspirations and tell them what roles you're seeking. Even if they're not already developing you or created a development strategy for you, you'd be surprised what initiative they might take once they know that you're hungry for the next step. But they're never going to consider you if they don't even know. So you got to be vocal about what you want. Once you vocalize and express what you want, the second step would be ask for feedback. Ask them what they think you should focus on. Ask them for feedback on your performance. What are you doing well that would help you secure that role? And maybe where are you weaker that you need to focus on that would help land you that role? Make sure that you're open to this constructive criticism. This shouldn't be a time to berate you or embarrass you. This should simply be a time to grow and develop you. And you have to be open to accept areas where you may be weak. None of us are perfect, and that's okay. But the first step to fixing something is becoming aware. So be open to that area of opportunity that you might receive from your leadership and really dial in and focus on it, because if you are able to improve that specific spot, you'll be surprised how impressed they are. If they provide you with the area of opportunity that maybe requires a training or there's some specific thing that you can go to help develop that weakness, then definitely ask for their feedback on where you could go or what you could seek out to improve. Maybe they know about a specific leadership book or, hey, a specific leadership podcast you can listen into. There are so many resources out there, and they may be aware of some that you're not. The more communication you can have around your possibilities, your area of opportunity, and your potential training with these individuals, whether it be your direct boss or someone who's in this current role, the better. Once you have direction and you know what you're seeking out and what improvement you need, the third step, which I would imagine would be common sense, but I still like to make sure that I communicate it anyway, is get involved. If they tell you there's a particular area of opportunity that you need to focus on, focus on it. If there's a particular training or certification you can take, go get trained. If there's a particular group or involvement that you can be in, get involved. The saying is nothing without you actually following through and doing it. And keep in mind, this is not going to happen overnight. It's going to be a step process. And depending on where you're reaching, you might have to prove yourself to some people. So be committed to run the long race. The fourth and last step to the process is apply. Go for it. If a position opens that you want, then absolutely apply. Even if you're not sure if you're ready, what's the worst that can happen? They say no? That's okay. Ask for feedback again from the interview process on where they thought you didn't fit the role, and you can continue to focus on that area. You know, you'll never get it if you never try. So we've got to try. And trying can only lead to more growth. I know that this is easier said than done. And there's many people out there who fear rejection. And I want to encourage you that it's okay. It's okay to get rejected. It's okay to get a no. Sometimes no's and failure only lead to more growth. And in this instance, it's better to take the chance and not get it than to never take the chance and not know. If you've done the first three steps, then you're well on your way, and it could just be small bridges you have to cross to be ready. So stay encouraged and go for it. So what are our four steps? Be vocal. Tell people what you want. Second, ask for feedback and find out what steps you need to take. Three, get involved and follow through on those steps. And four, apply. Go for it. Just make sure you've been in your role for enough time and you're performing at a really great level to ensure that you're ready for the next step. Not all of us are going to have the leadership that are going to help us along this process. So it's great if we know what to do, if we're the ones that want growth. And remember, as leaders, even if you're not receiving this type of support or development from your leader, make sure that you're being the leader that is supporting and developing your team. And you can tune in to episode 10, The Development Strategy, to find out how you can do that for your team. You know, in the fitness industry, if we want something, it's going to take a firm decision, hard work, and persistence. And it's the same if you're seeking promotion. Make the decision, put in the hard work, and be persistent. You know you'll get the results. That's all I got for you guys today. Thank you so much for joining us. If you like what you hear, be sure to subscribe and give us a review. I'll check you guys next time. I know you can lift, but the question is, can you lead?
Thanks for tuning in to Do You Even Lead, Bro? Like what you heard? Let us know. Did you learn something? Well, then like, share, and subscribe. If you have a specific topic or idea that you'd like included, leave it in the comments. Until next time.